The Mishnah said, "Umichay krava v'chulu." Rav Huna said this refers to making holes in the intestines with a knife to allow the liquid waste to exit. Chia bar Rav said this refers to the removal of the solid waste from the intestines, which is accomplished by scraping it out. Rav Elazar explained that Chia bar Rav's explanation is based on the word michui, meaning disgusting, as we find a similar word having that meaning in a pasuk. Rav says the end of the pasuk quoted above teaches us that tzaddikim will perform tchias hameisim. Rav Shmuel Achmanin, the name of Rav Yonason, learns the same concept but from a different pasuk. Ula asks, one pasuk seems to say that noilam haba there will be no death, but another pasuk seems to say that there will be death, even albeit it will be at a very advanced age, but there will be death. So he explained that the first pasuk refers to the Eden, the second pasuk refers to the goyim who are going to be around at that time to serve the Eden. Rav Chista asks, one pasuk seems to say that noilam haba the sun and the moon will cease to shine, but another pasuk seems to say that they will shine much, much brighter than they do today. So he said the first pasuk refers to oilam haba, the second pasuk refers to the zman of Mashiach. Shmuel, who says that the only difference between this world and the times of Mashiach is that there will not be any more Shibim Malchias when Mashiach comes. So Abba Zohar, he says that both Pesukim are really discussing Olam Haba. The first pasuk refers to the area of the Shechina, and the second pasuk refers to the area of the Tzaddikim. Rava asked, in one pasuk Hashem says, I put to death and I make live. In another pasuk Hashem says, I have wounded and I will heal. Now if Hashem can bring someone back to life, surely he can heal. So why do we need the second pasuk for? Where it says, Hashem is saying, I make live the one who has already died, just like I heal the one who is already wounded. Abraisa said, meaning not to think that the Eibishter just makes babies be born, meaning even the people who have died, Hashem will bring back to life. Abraisa adds, this is the source for Tchias HaMeisim from the Torah. Another understanding of these psukim is that at the proper time, Hashem will perform Tchias HaMeisim, and he will then heal all the wounded, meaning people will rise out of the Kvarim with their wounds, and they will then be healed. The Mishnah said, V'hekdech halava v'chulu. Rav Shimon said in a brisa, look how beloved a mitzvah done at its proper time is. In truth, the fats can be burned at night, the whole night, which would obviate the need to override Shabbos in this case. But the Torah says it should be done on that day on Shabbos, since that's the ideal time. Mitzvah b'zmano is so beloved. The Mishnah said, Harkav v'asoy v'avo asoy v'chulu. Ferek the Gemara, how can the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to cut off a wart from the animal? The Mishnah says that it may be done in the Migdash, but not outside the Migdash. And in either place, it may not be done with a utensil. But you see that inside the Migdash, if you're doing it without a kli, it could be done. So Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Hanina each give an answer. One said that both Mishnayot are discussing removing the wart by hand, but our Mishnah is discussing a moist wart, which is Aser, even by hand. The other Mishnah is discussing a dry wart, which is Mutter, to be removed on Shabbos. The other one said that both Mishnayot are discussing moist warts. Our Mishnah is discussing removing it with a Kli, and that's why it's Aser, and the other Mishnah is discussing removing Biyad, and that's why it's Mutter. Mar says the second answer doesn't agree with the first answer, because he says that a dry wart may even be removed with a utensil, because it just crumbles. It's not even called removal. The first answer doesn't agree with the second, because he says that the Mishnah clearly says that if it's done with a kli, it would be also, so they can't be talking about that. Mishnah said, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Uma im shchita v'chulu. Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah brought a proof from Yom Tov, who says that even though the derises can be overridden, shchita on Yom Tov, but the rabbanans can't, tchum, things like that. He says, now Rabbi Yeshua said, so Rabbi Eliezer said, it's not the same thing. Over there it's for Rishus, by Pesach it's for a mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua holds a good proof from Yom Tov to Pesach, because he says that it's a mitzvah, simchas Yom Tov, eating and drinking on a regular Yom Tov is a mitzvah. Therefore the malacha should be allowed to prepare the food for Yom Tov, which is a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer says you can fulfill the obligation of simchas Yom Tov by sitting and learning, and therefore the eating is not a mitzvah, and therefore you can't bring a raya from the case of Yom Tov to the case of Pesach, where it's mamash or mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar said that all agree that Shavuos has to be simchas Yom Tov by eating and drinking, because it's the day that the Torah was given, and we have to show that we're happy to have received it. Rabbi said all agree that Shabbos must be enjoyed with eating and drinking, because the pasuk regarding Shabbos says that the Shabbos, the karasa of Shabbos, has to be an oinig, which means it has to be done through eating and drinking. Rabbi Yosef said all agree that Purim has to be enjoyed by eating and drinking, because the pasuk says yemei mishta v'simcha. Mar Berei de Ravina would fast the entire year except for Shavuos, because that was the day the Torah was given. He had Simchas Yom Tov, Purim, because he made Mishnah of Simcha, and Erev Yom Kippur, because it's a mitzvah to eat on that day. Like we say, someone who eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if he fasted Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. We learned that out from a pasuk. Rabbi Yosef would make a special feast on Shavuos. He said, if not for the Torah, Kama Yosef Ikab Shuk, there'll be many people, I would be just like anybody else. So it's befitting that the day of the giving of the Torah, which is really the day that served as treating me different than other people, I should celebrate it as a tremendous simcha. Hasheshes would review all his learning every 30 days, and then he would tell his soul to rejoice for all the learning that was done, because all the learning that was done for it, for the neshama. Rav Ashi said, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that there's no mitzvah to eat on Yom Tov, we can still ask if on Yom Tov we're a deraisa malacha l'shchita, meaning was allowed even not for an actual mitzvah. So the, and yet the Rabbanan was not allowed. So by Pesach, where the deraisa malacha was only allowed for the mitzvah, surely the Rabbanan should not be allowed either. So what Zochmar Rabbi Eliezer would answer that the Rabbanan needed to perform the mitzvah should be waived to allow the performance of the mitzvah. That's why it's different. So in a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer said, if we allow machshirei mitzvah to be done after the mitzvah, meaning washing the intestines, so that's a very, even after the mitzvah we can do that. So surely we should allow the acts that precede the mitzvah. So Rabbi Eliezer asked, Rabbi Akiva responded, the acts after the shechita are allowed since Shabbos was already overridden with the shechita, so now you can do the other things as well. But Shabbos can't be overridden before the shechita itself was done. Also, we can't allow the acts before the shechita because the animal may be found to be possible, in which case the Shabbos was the Yom HaChal Shabbos for no reason. In fact, the Mark were concerned that the animal may be found possible. We shouldn't be allowed to do the shechita either. The Mark says the second reason was actually given first, and then it was refuted with this question by Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kivi then gave the other reason, which we had written first, which we have written first.